Speaking of bad air in China, last month, Beijing Airport had the worst departure record in the world. According to FlightStat, only 18% of flights left on time. Flight delays and cancellations have led to a phenomenon known in China as air rage tribe, or mass protests by passengers. It's gotten so bad that Hong Kong Airlines has reportedly started to give its flight attendants training in kung fu. Liz Carter is the managing editor for Tea Leaf Nation, a news site that looks at current trends in China.
Passengers waiting on planes that have been delayed in major cities like Shanghai and Beijing have, I guess you could say, rioted because they were angry at perceived unfair treatment.
So we're not talking half-hour delays. We're talking of delays up to 7 hours. What is going on?
There's a lot of factors that play into why delays are such a huge issue in China. Nearly 80% of China's airspace is reserved for military use, which is far more than in most countries. And with increasing numbers of planes and people taking them, then there's just going to be more congestion.
Is it also a case that there's simply not enough runways? I mean, China has grown so much in terms of commercial traffic. Are there plans in place that are simply taking a while, and so this is just the way it's going to be for, you know, until airports are expanded?
Sure. There have been a lot of moves to invest more money in building new airports. But even when these new airports get into operational states, there's delays because they're so new that they don't know how to handle incidents in which there are delays. For instance, in Kunming, in January, there was something of a riot when 10,000 passengers were stranded due to weather, and the airport did not update passengers or provide them with water. The heating system was not functioning properly, and passengers were upset they weren't being housed in hotels near the airport. And in this instance, the airport had only been in operation for about 6 months. So China can invest and is investing a lot in its transportation infrastructure, but money can't necessarily prevent you from hitting these speed bumps.
Is it also the case that passengers, the one that engage in flight rage, that it's something they feel they can do, something they might not have done 10 years ago or 15 years ago, but they have a different mindset themselves as well?
Right. Now, I would say there's two types of flight rage. There's the kind in which passengers will either block the plane or block the boarding gate, group together to demand some kind of justice or better treatment. And then there's also incidences which have occurred fairly frequently in which officials or people in positions of power have basically thrown tantrums because they don't feel they're getting the special treatment that they are accustomed to getting.
So does any of the flight rage actually work in getting better treatment or better service?
In the case of the passengers who blocked the plane in Shanghai, it was reported that they each received 1,000 renminbi, which is about 160 American dollars in compensation. In terms of the officials who were revealed to have thrown tantrums, anyone caught on tape getting into a physical altercation with airline employees, generally it doesn't turn out well for them. They're either investigated or eviscerated in the court of public opinion.
Liz, have you ever been delayed on a flight in China?
I have, yes.
How long?
I don't remember. It's generally something I try not to think about too much, but probably 3 or 4 hours.
Liz Carter, managing editor for Tea Leaf Nation, a news site that looks at current trends in China. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you.
Have you experienced a little air rage yourself or seen a seatmate lose their cool? We want to hear from you. Tell us your air rage story at theworld.org. And this is The World on PRI.